The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Fred Raymer wins his first and only National Open at Williams Grove Speedway. Hi, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to a special edition of the Sprint Car Show here for the 51st Annual National Open at Williams Grove Speedway. We'll hear from Fred, his wife Deb, car owner Rob Sell, crew chief Moon Byers, and second place finisher Darren Pittman. That's all coming up next on this special edition of the Sprint Car Show, brought to you by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
Back here at the Williams Grove Speedway for the first time in his career, he is the winner of the National Open, Fred Raymer. Fred, congratulations. You got a big smile on your face. What's it been like these past few moments talking to everybody and celebrating in victory lane?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, coming off the scale on the backstretch after we won, to have all the outlaw guys come over and congratulate you, and having good friends from California and all the people that have helped me all the years, and Al and Joe Horrors and everybody, it's pretty cool.
I was just telling your owner, Rob Sell, that late in the race, as the laps were winding down, several fans were standing up in the grandstands and showing you had a large, large lead. What was it like emotionally in the cockpit as the laps were winding down?
Just long, you know what I mean? And I forgot to put my earphones in under the red with 15 to go. And for what, 5-6 years now, I've run with earplugs, so I'm hearing all kinds of crazy noises and different things, and all I knew is I was going to run as hard as I can without endangering the car, and just fortunate to win.
You're showing signs of smoke early in the race. What was that from?
The motor was just cold. The motor was just cold. So, but
congratulations. Awesome.
Talk about the around lap 10 or so, lap 9, lap 10. You had a pretty torrid battle with Steve Buckwalter, and you guys were throwing slide job after slide job. Talk us through that portion of the race.
I was just trying not to spin the tires. It's 40 laps, and I knew I had to pace myself, and I'm old and wore out and smart enough not to do no more than I had to, and I figured the longer it went on, the better I had a chance. You know, we had our car set up for being a little bit slicker, and, you know, the way with the rain and all, that's not my kind of deal, and Moon did a great job with the car and Freddie, and it's pretty unbelievable.
What was the crew telling you under the red flag when we had the fuel stop in terms of what the car they saw was doing and any type of changes that you made better or worse for the car in that last portion of the race?
No, just we didn't move around that much. He said he thought we were going to be okay.
I'm winning right now.
So doing what we got to do. And he said just do what I was doing. And I've raced here long enough, and it's an advantage to have home track. And just sort of drove through the parts that I thought were the best, and it all worked out.
You said a couple weeks ago in victory lane that you might retire if you had won this race, but you also are now back in the points lead here at Williams Grove. Do you race on and try to wind out with the track championship?
I tell you the truth, I'm going to talk to everybody, and maybe till Wednesday I'll figure it out, because you couldn't write a script any better than to quit right now. You know what I mean? So I just got to just do a little soul searching and see.
Fred, as always, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Congratulations on winning the National Open.
Thank you.
And we're now joined by Fred Raymer's wife, Deb. In all the years from Fred's first race to here, could you have ever imagined coming into tonight, now early, early Sunday morning, that Fred was going to finally win the National Open?
It was the most exciting night of my life, short of my kids being born. I felt like it was the icing on the cake. It was a perfect night. Had fun with my friends all night. Watched them do a good time trial, did his job, and he won this race, and it is just such an unbelievable feeling. And everybody that's here with us, Brent Kading came in to spend time with us just for his last race, and it's just a perfect night.
Fred said he had forgotten to put his earplugs in at the half at the red flag there, so he said he's hearing all kinds of noises and things going wrong. What were you like emotionally those last few laps of this prestigious race?
I saw that he didn't have his earplugs in, and when I came down off the trailer, I just thought to myself, dear God, I hope nobody has a camera, because I was freaking out. The last 10 laps I was pacing, and I just so emotional. So many things running through my head. The hard work, the way my kids stay with us, and we do this as a family. It's just unbelievable.
I was telling your car owner, Rob Sell, a little while ago, because of the way the lights are here, it's tough to see the crowd, but several fans were standing up late in the race and showing him how large of a lead Fred had. What was the atmosphere like on top of the hauler there as you were counting down, particularly with five laps to go, just about the time when everybody figured he had it locked in?
Well, I think that everybody was thinking the same thing. Just keep your line. You have a good lead. But we all know it's not over till it's over, so everybody was holding their breath. And then as soon as that checkered flag went down, it just everybody on the team, I am positive they felt the same way as me, because everyone on the team is the reason why we won tonight. And that's the truth. This is a large team effort.
And if this is the last race, could you go out any happier?
Oh, no, but it is not his last race. He is racing his tribute race at Lincoln, so he's definitely going to do that.
Do you think he'll go for the track championship now that he's back in the lead and there's just a couple of races left?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He'll be here next Friday night. You can bet your bippy. He'll come back off this high horse sometime next week, but he'll be back here Friday night. Absolutely.
Cardinal Rob Sell, could you ever imagine a storybook ending like tonight here, winning the 51st National Open?
No, I've been talking to several of our crew members and fans, and you just really couldn't script anything like this. I mean, it's to have the kind of year that we're having, very good year. We've had a few challenges with mechanical issues, but Don's been great supporting us. But to come back and, you know, win the biggest race of the year for us out here, Fred's first National Open, and regain the points lead. You just couldn't. I don't know how you could even script a chapter like that in this book.
I know it's tough with the lights from the front stretch into you guys here on the trailers, but there were fans who were actually standing up with about four or five laps to go, signaling to Fred how big of a lead he had. What was the atmosphere like on top of the trailer as the laps were winding down?
Yeah, you're right. I could not see that, and I did not see that, but It was pure tension. Till about five laps to go, I saw we had a pretty sizable lead, and they weren't gaining on us very much. But, you know, anything can happen in this game, and I've seen it happen. I've experienced the highs and the lows, but I knew with the pilot we had in the car, we'd be fine.
I'm sure there's also a couple of tense moments there early in the race when Fred and Steve Buckwalter were trading some very serious slide jobs off of turn two and off of turn four. What was the mood like back and at that particular junction of the race?
We were just telling each other to be calm. It's a long race. Anything can happen in 40 laps. And with the experience, you know, with Fred Raymer in the car, that kind of experience, it's going to pay off at the end. And we just were fortunate to be put in the right situation tonight and capitalize on it.
Do you continue on for next year?
Still discussing that. No solid plans at this point.
With Moon Byers. Moon, what does it mean for you here watching Fred amongst this throng of people and winning his first National Open?
Oh, it's great. I mean, Fred worked 28 years to try to win this deal. He ran second. I'm sure he ran second when I worked with him in Al's car. And for him to win it on his last year he's returned, I mean, it's you couldn't script it any better than this, you know.
It did help with a good draw tonight and a good time trial, but what else tonight led you guys to winning this very prestigious event?
Well, actually, I mean, we've been good. We've been close. It's just that we needed a break, you know. I mean, we needed a break. We were good last night. We just messed up in heat race and didn't tighten the car up. And tonight, I mean, everything went our way as far as qualifying 11th, put us on the front row for the heat race. We won the heat and then, you know, went through the dash and the whole deal. So everything just worked out our way. Like I say, you couldn't have scripted it any better.
How about that slide job between Fred and Steve Buckwalter for a couple laps?
Well, I mean, he had to do what he had to do, you know? I mean, I knew there before he even slid him when he started sticking the bottom that some of the guys were going to be in trouble, you know? I mean, I can usually see a little bit what's going on. But, I mean, Fred did a good job. I mean, it's just everything worked out good.
With second place finisher Darren Pittman. Darren, a great run and a big night for you with the padding to the points as we wind down the Outlaws season. Take me through the night for this team.
Well, I don't know that we padded our points, but we at least gained everything that we lost back last night. So we'll take it. You know, still three races, a long way to go. We got to just stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing and run top fives and try to contend for wins because we know that that's what the 15 is going to do. So kind of made up my mind coming into tonight that we had four races left. I need to beat him all four races. So that's one down, three to go. So hopefully we can do that again next Saturday and then move on to Charlotte. But I'm happy with second. That was a good run for us. Didn't have anything for Fred. Couldn't be happier for him winning this race, to be honest with you. Although when I was coming back in the pits, I just reminded myself that is my third second place finish at the National Open. And that makes it a little bit harder to say, to be honest with you. The second one was really brutal to lead as many laps, and then Myers beat us. But all in all, I don't know. That one stings a little too. Third second place is tough. This big of a race, it's hard to get in position to win these. And we keep putting ourselves in position, just keep coming up one spot short.
The shower, how much does that affect the track this evening?
The what's that?
The shower.
You know, it changed it for sure, but honestly, it probably saved it. I mean, I can tell you we've raced here, what, four or five times this year, and that is the first race that didn't lay rubber. And that had everything to do with the fact that it rained, the sun went down early, delayed the event also, and, you know, it's hotter today than it was at the Summer Nationals. It's so humid it didn't dry out. So, it's delayed the program, but truthfully, I think it helped the racetrack, so...
You mentioned finishing second. It stings a little bit, but when it's a guy like Fred Raymer who's closing out his career, you raced against him. What was it like? What's it like to be a competitor with Fred Raymer on the track?
It's fun. You know, I said out there on the front stretch, truthfully, in the last 4 years, I learned a lot about racing and myself. There's guys you have a respect for and guys you don't, and just how they drive a race car. I have a lot of respect for him and how he drives. You couldn't ask for a cleaner race car driver. But truthfully, in the last 4 years, I have more respect for him as a human being than I ever will behind how he drives a car. So he's a good person. A lot of people don't see that side of him from just being a fan and that. But I'm pretty happy and proud to know that I got to know Fred Raymer over the last 4 years. And I really appreciate what he's done in his career. And I know what this means to him. And I'll tell you what, that puts a smile on my face too. So just to watch that and witness it, and it's something that, you know, I'll never forget for sure.
Lance DeWeese was third. Paul McMahon was fourth. And Craig Delansky was fifth. Sixth through tenth was Steve Buckwalter, Greg Hodnett, David Gravel, Joey Saldana, and Donnie Schatz. Heats for the 62 410 sprint cars on hand were won by Fred Raymer, Sammy Swindell, David Gravel, Rodney Westhafer, and Logan Schuhart. Kerry Mattson won the D main, Justin Henderson the C main, and Greg Hodnett the B main. And Steve Buckwalter won the dash, while Joey Saldana had fast time tonight with a lap of 17.192 seconds. Join us each and every Tuesday for the Sprint Car Show, where we talk winged and non-winged sprint car racing from around the world. At the Williams Grove Speedway in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, Sean Wood for the Dirt Track Channel.com.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.